Our very next guest joining us right now is a gentleman who is looking for your vote. As far as we know, he doesn't have an opponent. He is Dave D'Arcangelo, and he is running for Secretary of State. Dave, are you there?
Good evening, Kevin. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. And just so you know, that there are other co-hosts in the room. I have Joe Rossi and Dennis DiNapoli, who may ask general questions about your candidacy.
How you doing, Joe and Dennis? Good evening.
It's good.
Good evening, Dave. Dave, first and foremost, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm a two-time elected Malden City Councilor at large, and I have quite a bit of experience in government. I've served three governors. I've worked in the state Senate, and I've been on a bunch of boards and commissions. I was appointed by Governor Romney, reappointed by Governor Patrick. So I have a good amount of experience in government, but I'm not a creature of Beacon Hill. I have quite a bit of private sector experience as well, run a bus company. I've done some senior housing development. I have my own business where I do public relations and marketing communications. So I decided to get involved and take on the face of Beacon Hill, a 20-year incumbent, Bill Galvin, and trying to modernize the Secretary of State's office and bring in new ideas and new blood into an office that's really seen the same way of doing things for the past 20 years.
Dave, Joe Rossi. You know, I mean, just as someone who's not involved really anymore in politics like I used to be, and kind of looking at things from the outside, I personally don't see anything that the Secretary of State is doing that's egregiously, you know, wrong or really not right from a voter's perspective. So what are you going to be able to go to the voters and tell them about some of the things, the issues, some of the things that may need to be changed in the office and really the issues that you're building your campaign on?
Really, that's just it. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. The fact that nobody knows what's going on up there. And I'll give you a prime example. You know, when I started my campaign several months ago, we started asking questions, and the Secretary of State's office really didn't like that. And they really wouldn't give us any answers. So I think it was 70 days ago. It might be either. It's either 68, 69, or 70 days, depending upon how you count it. We submitted a public records request asking for the Secretary to provide us with documentation as to the public service announcements he's been in over the years. If anybody here remembers, he's had a lot of public service announcements that he's been on TV with, whether it be for, you know, trying to register people to vote. Recently, it was this address confidentiality program. And I'm sure these are good programs, and I'm sure they're well-intentioned, but again, we submitted a public records request 70 days ago asking for the information around these public service announcements. How much did they cost? How many has he been in? You know, who did he use to produce them? Rudimentary questions, and he won't provide them. He won't provide the documents. He won't provide the answers. That's your money. Those are your documents. Those are my documents. We deserve to know how our government is operating. So, unfortunately, you know, the veil of secrecy has not yet been lifted. I'm fighting for the taxpayers. I'm fighting to make sure these documents get released so we find out just how things are operating up there.
If I could ask you real quick, Dave, I think a part of you have a petition on your website talking about, yeah, basically you're being stonewalled, and you're actually being asked to pay $5,300 to access public records. That sounds very familiar. If I'm correct, I believe we had a state representative who was trying to get information in regards to what's going on with the Department of Children and Families, and they were going to charge her an astronomical amount. And I'm talking about Shauna O'Connell.
That's right. Shauna has been on the case for that. She also did other public records requests, I believe, around the EBT reform and things like that. So, and several of the other leaders in the House and in the Senate over the years have tried to get information out of our government, and they just don't want to provide it. I mean, this is an outrage. This is your government. It's my government. And the fact that they just go along to get along and nobody asks any questions and there's nothing to see here, I mean, those days have to be over if we're going to take our state back.
Dennis, do you have a question?
Yeah, Dave, this is Councilor DiNapoli, and it's nice talking with you. Listen, the Secretary of State, a lot of people do not know exactly what the Secretary of State does.
Right.
Would you, you know, real quickly, would you? Now, because we do not have a lieutenant governor, doesn't the Secretary of State act as governor when the governor's not around?
Joe, that's a great observation. The Secretary of State is a very important position. It's a constitutional office. It's third in line to the governor. So it goes governor, lieutenant governor. And if both of those people aren't there, then, yeah, it falls to the Secretary of State. So it's a very important position. As Secretary of State, you're the chief elections officer for the state. You're also the chief information officer for the state. So that includes running things like making sure all of our corporation paperwork is filed, all of the securities and exchange paperwork is filed. So that means any 401ks, any retirement plans, all that stuff has to be filed. Tracking all the lobbyists on Beacon Hill, making sure, tracking all of the historical records and the archives and all the historical documents. Very important position. And again, for years, it's just been this kind of secretive thing, nothing to see here. Well, you know, then when you start asking questions and they don't want to provide you any answers, I think people perk up pretty quick and realize that, wait a minute, what's going on here? These are our documents. We deserve to know the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars he's been spending on himself. And don't just believe me. Read the Associated Press article that quotes Democrat operatives as saying that his use of these PSAs amount to little more than campaigning on the taxpayer dime. I didn't say that. A Republican operative didn't say that. A Democrat operative said that. So there's something going on here. Sometimes when there's smoke, there's fire, and we believe there is. We're trying to get him to release these documents. He's stonewalling us. I will get these documents for the taxpayers.
Well, Dave, thank you very much for explaining to that what Secretary of State office does to the listeners of WATD.
Is there any particular qualifications you would need in order to be Secretary of State other than being able to get more votes than him?
Yeah, well, I would assert I'm more qualified for Secretary of State than certainly he was going in and potentially even now. I'll give you an example. As I mentioned, your chief elections officer for the state, one of the things that I've done that he hasn't done and my recollection will never do is I've been an election officer for the city of Boston, where I've been an inspector, I've been a clerk, and I've been a warden. I was a warden during a presidential election in the city. So I know how to set up a polling location, run an election, break down a polling location, something that he doesn't really know how to do. He leaves it to all his people to be able to do that. You know, we have a real challenge with some of the ways our elections have been administered, particularly with the military ballots from our brave servicemen and women, many of which haven't been counted, and all of which are not secret ballots. When you folks go and your listeners go to the ballot box and they show up on election day to vote, their vote is secret. They're able to vote with a secret ballot. We don't extend that same courtesy to our brave servicemen and women serving overseas. That's outrageous. As your next secretary, I will change it so that we can have their vote have the same integrity of those here at home.
I guess I want to ask you this. What do you feel is going to be the toughest part of the campaign for you? Is it a matter of, getting out across the state, letting folks know about your campaign? Have you had a chance to even talk about, forums and debates that you might be able to have with him? Or is that not, are we talking too soon?
Well, I'm an underdog, and if anybody likes the underdog, then go to daveand2014.com, help us out. We're obviously looking for donations. We're looking for sign holders. We're looking for people to write letters to the editor, make phone calls, everything a good campaign knows how to do. We've had great energy. Everywhere I've been, people have been very receptive of my message of good government, of transparency, and bringing accountability back to the Secretary of State's office. So it's been going very well, but like anything else, we're an underdog. I mean, he's got $5.5 million. He's backed. He's with all the insiders of Beacon Hill, all the union money, all of the real Democrat crony operatives are with him. Because he's been there for 20 years. But I think this is a change election. I'm optimistic that people are receiving our message very well. We're getting out there. We're crisscrossing the state. I'm doing call-ins like this. I'm going to radio stations, meeting voters. And, again, we're being received very well. So I would encourage everybody to go to daveand2014.com. If you're on social media, check us out. We have a big Facebook presence. We're on Twitter, @DavidDarkAngelo. And, really, again, we're just trying to make this election all about accountability. And it's David versus Goliath here, or in this case, David versus Galvin.
Dave, this is Dennis again. Any endorsements from unions or anything like that? Have you received any so far?
Yeah, you know, I think that's end game stuff. We really haven't gotten on. We haven't really gone after much of that yet. I think we will be come September, October, those types of things. You mentioned debates earlier. You know, Bill Galvin, the current secretary, hasn't debated anybody in 12 years. So I'm asking WATD, I'm asking all the radio stations I'm going on, all the editors I'm talking to, let's host a debate. Anytime, anywhere, I'll show up. And, you know, I think it's his obligation to debate and let people know about these issues. Let people know how he stands on these issues. He's been ducking everybody. He's going to try to duck me. I'm not going to let him get away with it. And I'm asking my friends in the press and in the media to not let him get away with it either. Let's make sure he debates. He hasn't debated anybody in 12 years. I'm a city councilor at large in Malden, a city where there's 60,000 residents. Yet, you know, I've been able to represent them all as a Republican, even though it's a Democrat stronghold. Mm. I've been able to do that because people appreciate how I hold government accountable, and that's what we're trying to do here. He needs to come accountable and debate me.
Do you have any other support of any of the other candidates who are running, who are seeking office? I mean, is Charlie Baker and Karen Pulido kind of assisting your campaign, or you're in this alone?
Well, I got to tell you, I hope they support me, but, you know, you'd have to ask them. I mean, everybody's got to run their own race. Mm. If I run a good enough campaign, then I hope I'll get, you know, millions of people to support me to be able to beat Bill Galvin. So I think everybody's got to run their own race. I'll tell you, I'm certainly supporting Charlie Baker and Karen Pulido. But again, if they're supporting me, you'd have to ask them that. Everybody's going to run their own race. But look, I feel good about the support we've gotten thus far. Pretty much anybody I've gone to, any Republican official I've gone to has been very helpful. So, you know, I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Well, we will definitely ponder and consider having you and Mr. Galvin in to do it for him, whether it's here on Monday Night Talk or it's something that we schedule through the news department. It's something that it's probably being considered as we speak, and I'm sure somebody will be contacting you eventually to see, you know, when, where, and how. Again, we're talking, the end of June, and we might not be getting into that conversation until probably mid-July. So we'll definitely be in touch. And
sure, I appreciate that. And like I said, people can go to my website. It's davein2014.com. I am making visits all around the state. I'm going down to Marshfield. I'm going down to Brockton. So anybody who wants to host us, please just go on the website and fill out the form, and we'll be sure to get right back to you.
Well, we wish you luck, and I'm sure we're going to talk again before this is all over. So thank you for joining us, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. I'll accept an invitation anytime. I appreciate it, guys. Have a great night.
Dave D'Arcangelo joining us for a few moments. We're going to step aside when we come back. Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.